Today's daf is daf Tet Zayin, and we're still in Bava Metzia, first parak, Shnayim Ochazim, and we're a bit behind. We only got up to one third of the way down on Tet Vav Amud Beis. We have been discussing this entire time the question of what happens with someone who ended up purchasing the Brooklyn Bridge. And in that case, to collect the Shevach or not? Where does he get to collect the Shevach? I'll leave it to Shmuel. So, according to Shmuel, there was a problem. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, there was a problem of Shevach because it's Mirzik to repeat. And Rav Nachman said that that would be true even if he was Mefarish, that he's guaranteeing him the Shevach would be Mirzik to repeat. Rabbi Yosef, if you recall, limited that to cases where there wasn't Karka at the time or where he wasn't Konumiyad at the time. Because if it were, then it's clearly that it's not rebit, or you don't notice the rebit as the Pirushim have. How about where he bought the Brooklyn Bridge knowing all along that it wasn't his? So he kir basha in ashalo, and nonetheless he was lekacha. How do we interpret what just happened? So Rav says, well, when they come and they take it away from him, he still can get his money back from the gazel. So ma'ot yeshlo. The thing is, he can't get any investment that he put into it. Shevach Einlo, because I mean it was never his on any level, and he always knew that it wasn't his to invest in. Where Shmuel says he doesn't even get his money back, since he knew he was buying the Brooklyn Bridge. Afilu Ma'ot Einlo, but Micah Miflge. So how do we interpret this machloket? Rav Savar Adam Yodea Shekarka Einlo, v'gamar v'natan l'shom pikadon. Rav says, look, he knew that the karka wasn't his guy's. But sometimes it's worth your while in a lousy economy to get someone to keep your money for you. And if this guy is a very rich guy, then you know you're going to be able to get your money back. So the safest thing to do is you have $1 million. What are you going to do with it? Leave it in the bank? That's all you need. Least safe place in the world. What you want to do is give it to Al Capone. Okay, so why doesn't he just say, could you hold my money for me? I mean, name a lady, should we get on? No, if it's ever on the cabal. I mean, why would Bernie accept the money from him? You got to be really up there, you know, for him to take that money. That's a picadon. But Shmuel says, so therefore, Lamaisa, if you can get money back from him, in other words, he knew what kind of assets the guy had, and he understood that the court was going to recover the money, so he was willing to let the money sit there, which he doesn't want to use it anyway for the next year. It's going to take a year for the court to get it, it's fine. But now I know that my money is safe, basically. Whereas if I keep my money, then it's not safe. Whereas Shmuel Savar, Adam Yodea Shekar Kein Lav Gavar Matana Shum Matana. Basically, he just likes Bernie's face, you know, so he invested with him in order to give him a gift. I mean, why else would you give him money? So, name alei l'shum matana, why not just tell him? Well, he doesn't want to embarrass the guy. Ksifalei milka. So, memela, this is the way that he chose to give him a gift. So, think about it, but that machloket between Rav and Shmuel we have before. What was the point of restating it? Remember, we had the question of mekadesh tachoto. Somebody goes ahead and gives a ring to his sister. It says, Arayat Mekudeshetli. What's the deal? So Rav says, well, she has to give back the ring. Ma'ot Chozrim. Shmuel says, the Ma'ot Matana. Same exact reasoning. Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrim because Adam Yodesh En Kedushit of Sim Bachoto. Obviously, he knows he can't marry his sister. So V'gamar V'natan L'shom Pikadon. He figured it's the best way to get her to take care of my money. A diamond is forever. V'neima La L'shom Pikadon. Why not say so? Shevelo Mekabla Minei. Where Shmuel says, the Ma'ot or Matana, because Adam Yodea Shein Kedushin Tofsim B'yachoto V'gamav V'natan L'shum Matana. He wanted to give her a gift. Why doesn't he just say, I'm going to give you a gift? Ne'emala L'shum Matana. K'sifala Milta. He knows that she's going to be embarrassed to accept the diamond from him. So he goes to this little game. But, I mean, everybody understands him. Of course, you can't marry your sister. So why do we need to repeat the same exact machloket over here? So for very obvious reasons. Tricha. Because the Itmar Bahaba, come a Rav Dolavi, Inchidia Matanot Lunukhra. Let's see, let's give this case. Certainly the guy doesn't want to give a gift to Bernie. Why would he? It's not his relative. Avagabe Achoto. Maybe Rav would agree that, if the person gives a gift to his sister, it's reasonable to explain that he wants to give her a gift. Maybe he would be motivated to Shmuel that he doesn't get a right to get the gift ring back. Whereas if we would say the case of Achoto, by which the Ba'achom or Shmuel, the only reason Shmuel held it was a gift was because it was Achoto. Abba Ba'ayim Amadalei L'Rava was a Adam Nachri. Why would he want to give them a gift? So therefore, Tzricha. Okay. Now, let me ask you something. Aren't we missing a piece of the case? Because Ba'in L'Rav, the Amar Pikadon, Ba'in L'Shmuel, the Amar Matana, I mean, this would all be very nice if that were what happened. But over here, we're talking about Sheva, which means that after all of this, the guy goes and invests in the karka. I don't understand. If the purpose is to give the guy a gift, and he knows it's not his, so why is he investing? Something's missing here. I mean, there's got to be another piece. Why in the world would he go to do it? So why would he be going down over here? And what would he be investing for and eating the perot for? I mean, what's the point? The point, that's not important. Because, look, what he's doing basically, and this is an introduction to the sugya that comes, I believe, because the way Rav Hai Gaon understands this is that the man is always sinning. Look, I'll take the place of the Goslin, okay? This guy, he got away with stealing a karka. He's gotten away with stealing a lot of stuff. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be him, meanwhile. So, look, if he manages somehow or other, maybe he'll buy it off for the guy. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the court won't be able to get it from him. Meanwhile, I'm going to do what he would do. He was going to continue to use it as his own. I'll use it as my own. Now, when they come now and take it away from them, so then, okay, the money that I put into it in the purchase, then already, Nahave L'Rav, Pikadon, it'll be a Pikadon, or the Shmuel, or Matanat, Matanat. But as far as the guy's psychology is concerned, people that want to give a Pikadon, or want to give a Matanat, doesn't mean that they close their options. In other words, I'm taking into consideration, look, it'll turn out to be a Matanat, it'll turn out to be a Matanat, but you never know. Funny things happen in life. He would have acted with it this way, I'll act with it this way. And in fact, we will see that we are about to embark on a journey over the question of, and what happens indeed if the Goslin does manage to buy it, and does he get to keep it? So that this actually is a lead-in. But
the guy
is giving him a start. Yeah, but it's chas v'alma, as the Gemara will point out. What possible kinyan would he really have? We have to see.
Playing the game too.
We're playing a game, and we need to understand what's the underlying, what's happening here. Because, I mean, on the surface, since it's only a game, there shouldn't be anything between them. I mean, we shouldn't even pay attention to the game. And yet we do. And this is why. What we're going to see is that fundamentally, the interaction between the Goslin and the buyer, in this case, is a very complex psychological interaction, which may actually create kinyanim. It's amazing. So, but that's to be seen in a moment. First, let's take a look at the Hilchata. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, look, I just want to sum up. We've had some cases over here. Let me tell you that Shmuel is wrong, basically, across the board. Hilchata, Yeshlo Ma'ot, Ve'yeshlo Shevach. Shmuel is wrong. The Goslin has to pay the Shevach back for the guy who bought it in our opening case. We're not concerned about Michzik Ribit. And you know what? Alpha Bishlo, Pirishlo, Ata Shevach. Which is the extreme opposite of Shmuel. I mean, we thought that maybe Shmuel would agree if he was, but now, even if he was not, there wasn't even anything to talk about. Before we got to the Reb Nachman or my Shmuel, that even if he pirish lo in lo shevach over, I'm telling you, even if lo pirish lo, you have the shevach. Then as far as the Hikirba, the case that we just had, Hikirba shenu shlo v'lakcha, the din is also ma'ot yeshlo, and it is not a matana, shevach in lo, so it's straight out like ra, okay? Achrayut is considered to be a ta'ut sofer, bein b'shtarei alva, bein b'shtarei mekakum emkar. Also not like Shmuel, who in the cute case we had of the guy who buys the aliyah from his sister, says to him, have a nice day. So, no, the din is that indeed it would be called a tot sofer, and even though she didn't supply achrayut in the shtar of the aliyah, he did have a right to sue his sister. Yeah. Usually we do, yes. Bo minei Shmuel mirav. How about, and here is why we see it as a lead-in, how about if the Goslin turns right around and buys it from the original owner? So he was chazar velakcha mi ba'alim harishonim. What happens then? Mahu. Amarle, I'll tell you mahu. The guy gets to keep it. Because ma mochar lo rishon l'sheni. Kol zechut shetavo liyado. Basically, when the Goslin sold it to Reuven, he is selling all rights that he will ever get in this property. And therefore, he gets to keep it. Why in the world should we say that? I mean, it's certainly not a legal principle that if a person doesn't own something, he sold in advance whatever he would own. I mean, it's one thing to say in a real sale that the sale includes all his rights. I mean, there was no sale. So why are you explaining now that your understanding of what it is that the Goslin is selling is the commitment to get it for you, and that if he buys it, it's clearly buying it for you? Well, why should you say such a thing? I'll tell you. My time, huh? It's my focus. Marzutra says, because Nechale Dolonikar Yegazlan, he does not want the buyer, when it turns out that the Nigzal ends up getting it back in court, this guy is going to make a fuss, let me tell you, like you never heard. So because of that, we figure that he'd like to avoid that fuss. So he's trying to avoid the upcoming disaster in court. So he's trying to buy it back, but his intent in buying it back is to be mamidin. Because if that's not his intent, so then he takes the place of the original nigzal. So now he comes to the guy he sold it to, and he says, that's my property. The guy says, what are you talking about? You sold it to me. No, it wasn't mine. Now it's mine, so I'm taking it back. And so the only way we can get around that is by saying that originally his intent in buying it from the other guy was actually to give it to him. Now he's changed his mind. Now he's trying to get it back. Boy, this guy's a real character, let me tell you. So, and then...
It doesn't matter. Like, he's
we all know people like
yes. That. No, Busha. I sold it to you. I'm going to sell you a piece of property. Is it mine? How can I sell it to you?
He probably obviously paid much more money. So the guy was buying sold property, paid probably a little front. He knew it was...
Well, this is not the case of Hikir, but yet.
Yeah.
So, Nechale Delonikar Yegazlana. Rav Ashi says, no, it's much more complex than that. It's Nechale Deleku Behaminute. There is a different psychological need that's created by the interaction between the people. It's not the desire to avoid the showdown. It's the desire to actually, having engaged in now, a human interrelationship with a person, the desire is to maintain your humanity in that person's eyes. This is a fantastically powerful tool. It's very interesting. My son used to wait. Unfortunately, had like months and months where he was staying in a hospital with his wife, and had to walk on Shabbos, an absolutely horrific area where living. You cannot walk through this area in order to get to, this was Columbia Presbyterian. I mean, it's completely black Puerto Rican. I mean, it's a disaster. You walk down the street, there's gangs all over. And here he is, and it's Shabbos, and he's wearing a shtreimel and a bekesh, walking through the streets of
no money.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. So he had a beautiful way of doing it. Walk out of the hospital, go over to the first gang that he met near the hospital, and ask them if they know where the synagogue is. They would be malavah him to the synagogue, because since he treated them like human beings, we'll show you. You know who's going to bother him? He would walk the show, surrounded by a bunch of gangsters. It was great. No, that's Arabs. That's something else.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can enjoy them.
So this is the idea. A person, having engaged in that first act of human intercourse, wants to maintain his humanity. So because of that, we assume that he's going to buy that field for the person to whom he sold it. My benayu, and what's the practical? I mean, it's very nice to talk about a philosophical difference. I mean, does it really matter whether he's trying to avoid the scene or whether he's trying to be Amid Ben Munato? Oh, absolutely. Ike binayu den bit lokeach. The nafkamino will be, is if the buyer dies. So manda nechale de lolekarye gazlana hamitle. If all you're interested in is avoiding the scene, okay. The guy's, there's not going to be a scene because, you know, the guy's no longer here. But if it's a question of human intercourse, so then he feels a debt to the children as well. He wants to be klapei the banim nami nechale de lekabim nute. Even though the man is dead, he feels responsible. Amazing. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, I mean, you don't avoid the scene. I mean, it's not true to say that just because the loker died, you're avoiding the scene. Sof karele bonel bene loker gazlana. What, you think the Yorushim are not going to make a scene? You're right. Okay, let's do it the other way around. Ik beneo de mit gazlan. Okay, so how about if the gazlan dies? So mind you, I'm a nechale lenish de lo loker you a gazlan. That the whole intent over here, buying the thing back, and here obviously we'd have to be talking about that the man knew he was terminally ill. And now he's going with his last days to buy this back. So what's his intent? So if he knows he's dying, so then what does he care if it's the question is about being called a gazlan? He knows he's not going to be around for the scene. So amitle. Whereas lemandi amanecho to lekem v'imnute. If the question is over here, the sense of the humanity, so chinami avagav the meat nekem the lekem v'imnute. That is something that has nothing to do with his being around. Wait a second. That also doesn't work out. This sof kore levane b'nei gazlana. You're telling me he only wants to avoid the scene for himself. You don't think the scene in court with his heirs, with everybody walking around screaming, look at this, the father is a ganav, that he doesn't want to avoid. I guess you're right. Okay, so then the difference would be this. Question over here is that he didn't sell it to him. He gifted a stolen field. Now, if the point is he wants to avoid the scene, I mean, there is no scene. I gave you a gift. It turned out it wasn't mine. Okay, say thank you very much. I tried my best. No. If it's the question, then it's irrelevant because that's part of your humanity. I gave you a gift. Obviously, I want to be seen as someone who gave you that gift and can be making that gift. So matana nami nechle de leke bim nute. But if all you're interested is in avoiding a scene, mandiyam nechle de lo nikriyu gazlana. I mean, obviously, he'll tell the guy, well, you have tainus on me. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, you know. Whatever you got, you got. It didn't cost you a dime. So my gazlina mina. Now, if pshita, zavna, orta, viyavaba matana, if Lamais the Gaza went and sold it to somebody else, you know, or he set up a living will so that he writes a will to one of his children or something, or he gives it now as a gift to somebody else, then he goes ahead now and buys it. So his intent was not to give it to the Lokeach. I mean, he's clearly trying to do something else with it. So then it's Lav Lut become a Lokeach Kaboy. Let me ask you something. Suppose he gets to be Yoresh this field. He stole the field from his father. And now his father died? So there we have a question. Not for Lebi Yerusha. Look, the Yerusha is Mameli, right? He didn't do anything for it. Lo iu katorach abatra. He didn't do anything to get it. I mean, if he was going in and being Toreach, so then fine, I would say there's a reason why he's being Toreach, which is to be making Bem Nute, or de lo lebi kri gazlana. But, I mean, he certainly, you can't say that he poisoned his father to be Yerusha in order to give it to the guy. So therefore, we don't have any basis to say that, well, look, he obviously cared. What do you mean, obviously cared? He didn't obviously do anything. So in that case, if the father dies, he turns around, goes to the guy to whom he sold it, and says, that's my field, I want it. So if he sold it without Aprayut, he's got it from both ends. So he collects the field, and then the guy says, okay, well, but I want the money that you get. Well, man, there was no guarantee, sorry. Okay, now and how about if Gavet Yu Bechovot, how about if he ends up taking the field from the original Nigzal in court? Because that Nigzal owes him money. So he goes to the court and he says, look, this guy's got such and such a field. I want legal rights over the field, the same field that he had sold to this guy when it wasn't his. So is that the equivalent of being Toreach in order to be maimed in the hands of the Lokeach? Or is that a different issue? Because he's just collecting his own money. There, says the Gemara Chazina, you have to examine the facts. If the person that owed him money had other property that he could have collected, so and he specified, no, I want this property. Why do you think he's doing that? He's doing that again, either to be Kayebe Emunato or to avoid the scene. So if he says, hi, Bein, I insist on getting this property, so then of course it's a Lukmi Kabelokeach Kaboy. But if it was the only way that he was able to get back his money, so then Zuzi would buy it for it. Then for sure, he only basically can get it with the Zuzim. He was on Zuzim, so why should we say he's doing this in order to give it to the other guy? How about if the victim gives it to the Gazan as a gift? Is that like a Yerusha? Or is that like a Kinyan? There, Pligi Baravach Ravina. Chadamar Matanaki Yerusha. A Matana, I mean, look, a Matana comes from the other guy. You can't say that was something that was in your hands, and therefore there's no Katarach. The other with Omamela. Vachadamar, there's no such thing as a free gift. So a gift is like a mecher. The only way that you got this as a gift is because you worked on getting that gift. And ilav the tarach va'artzi kamei. If you hadn't taken the guy out for drinks and worked it out with him and bito reach, he never would have gifted the field to you. So why were you so busy trying to get him to relinquish his ownership on the field that had been stolen? Because you want to be oimed be'emunatchar, because you want to avoid the scene. That's the point. That there's no such thing as a free lunch. So he loved the Torah v'artzikame lo havi yoevle b'matana. Therefore, we understand lahaki Torah v'artzikame. The only reason that he did all that work to get it was ki'ech leke b'emnute. How long are we going to say this? I mean, va'ad eimat. How long after the original event can we say that he was toreach to buy it in order to give it back to the guy? Omer avuna achata ma'adabedin. Look, up until the point where they actually went ahead now and were Omei Bedin. But if he is standing there in court, and he's still now going ahead and making every effort to, I'm not going to give it back, you're not getting this feel out of it, then obviously he's not trying to be Omei Bedin. Chia Barav Amar Adamata Adrachat Al Yade. It's up until the point that Bezdin was actually mechayev him to pay and give the money back to the lokeach. And then they had to actually write, and he still refused. And they actually write Ashtar Adrachta, which enabled now the lokeach to find property of the Goslin wherever it is and to be tofes it, which this basically boils down to 90 days. That's how much time we give him until that time is written. There too, we have this svara. Omrivana. Rav Papa Amar, Ad Matchalan Yemei Achrazata. After the guy finds karka that belonged to the Goslin, and he comes to Beit Din with the finding it, they start a process of public announcements in order to be able to make sure that it was auctioned for the best value to get that money back. And up until there, we also understand that this guy is interested in being a Mibbe Manasseh, and therefore we assume that if he bought it back, he bought it back. Makifle Rami Bar Choma, Mirte. I don't understand any of you. I don't know what you're talking about. You're saying the guy wanted to buy it back. He's a really good fellow. Okay, but right now he's suing him. Right now he's saying, look, I bought this field, but you sold it to me. Yeah, but it wasn't mine. So right now we're not interested in dealing with a happy fellow. So you're saying, but originally he meant to give it to him. So there was no contract. There was no sale. I don't understand what we're talking about. Legally, how could it belong to the buyer? You can't sell somebody something you don't own. So Lemaisiv, at any point that he changes his mind, and now he's suing him for the property and get it back. So Michti, high lokev, but my kani lahai ara. I don't understand. The buyer bought this property with what? With the original bill of sale? Very funny. I mean, that's actually a comic book. That's about as useful as the mezuzahs they sell in the shuk. You know, what do you have inside it? You know, a Hershey bar wrapper. I don't understand. This is not a shtar. This is a shtar. It's a chasper b'almo. So how does he have a right to keep something that he never bought? Amalei Rava. Look, there is a type of kinyan that is an analysis of an umdana of how people feel about something. And there are times where we are convinced that we have a smichut da'at, so that when the karka is in the hands of somebody else, the very fact that it's in his hands and now he's been boxing it and so on, is viewed as, I'm happy for you to have it and I want you for you to have it. And what was that? Tehei b'ma'amino. The point is, be'ahu hana'a, deloka omale midi, v'kasamich ale. Like here, there's a machlokus, whether this is dafka where he knew it was stolen. In other words, he goes ahead, he knows that it's stolen, and he doesn't say a word. But others learn, no, it's talking about where he didn't take achrayut from him. That means that he was sabich on him. So that even though he may have had his chashashot, he trusted him. With that, I know that he trusted him, and he didn't say a word. Tarachu maitele. He was sure that this guy was gonna do his absolute darndest to get this field for him. And this, again, according to the other shitas, fits in with the Rav Haigon, that the reason that he was investing in this parish, in this piece of land, was because he always keeps open the possibility that this guy is certainly not just a nochel. He's going to do his best. The same way that he was going to work on it, I'm sure he was going to work on it for himself. He didn't just steal a piece of property and expect to get away with it. He'll continue to work on it for me. I trust him. So if that's the case, I'm going to continue to work. What happens if he doesn't? Okay, that's a machlokas. Whether it was meant to be a matanah, it was meant to be a pekadon, that indeed is a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. But the underlying belief that a person has in another person that says, look, I'm willing to take that chance and actually invest in this land, is such a touching act to the Goslin that this guy believes in him. So then Gomer O'Maklele, he actually wants the person to be Kainaid, and therefore, in his being in the land, he really was Kainaid. And it's exactly the same as if he had said, Lech Hazeku Kne. That's how strong an umdana it is. Mamela, now he changed his mind. Okay, now already we have to analyze what the meaning of his going out and purchasing it was. And that's the question. Whether it was because he wants to be Kayim Be'emunato, or it's because he wants to avoid the sea. Rav Sheshes asked on this idea. How can you say that? It says, Beferish, if somebody sells to another person, Mashi Irash Mi Abba, Machur Lacha, what I will inherit from my father when he dies, I'm selling to you now. Or Or the guy's a fisherman, and he says, what I managed to catch today, not today, I mean bichlal, is machur lecha, lo amaklum. But if he says, what I will inherit from my father today, who's on his death, machur lecha. Or hayom machur lecha. So then, devarav kayamin. Now later on, the Gemara is going to ask, what possible difference could it be legally, whether it's today or whether it's something a year in the future? I mean, it's still not tachat yado.
Ideally, it's not
We'll see. That we'll see. We're going to see about that. So Amar Rami Bar Chama. Oh, man, behold a human. Now that is a kasha. Ah, Har Gavra Vahati Yufta. This is a mensch. Amar Rava, well, I may see a human, but I don't see any kasha. So, I'm not denying he may be a human. But, I mean, Gavra Kochazina, but the Yufta lo Kochazina. I mean, you say, behold, and I ain't beholding nothing. I mean, what kind of comparison? I don't understand. The point is, that all along, what we're saying is, Hachasam Chadaite, Vachalosam Chadaite. I mean, here, what the point is that all along, there's obviously some level in which, if the person is investing in this field, he believes in the seller. And it's because of that belief, either because the Lonikra Gazlan or whatever it is, but he believes it's going to happen. But over here, when somebody's saying, I'm going to sell you, yeah, in 10 years I'll come to you and I'll... There's not so much bias. So why over there should we say that it would be a kosher kinyan? It wouldn't be a kosher kinyan even if you hold it over here. It is a kosher kinyan. But don't attack the basis of the svara that he was samech on him. That was the whole point of the svara. They sent the kasher from Sheshes Kabbalim, Rav Abba Bar Zavna. Amarlu, oh man, that's a killer of a question. Let me tell you, there's not even any point to bring it in to the yeshiva, see if anybody can answer. This thing is ironclad. There ain't no way to answer this, and therefore there's no point in bringing it indoors. So therefore, this, lo tzricha lefnim, I'm not even going to present it to the Beis HaMedrash for them to fight over it, because there's like nothing to discuss. Omar Rava, oh boy, does this need to be brought in. Zutzricha lefnim v'lefnei lefnei v'lefnim. I mean, it's not even a good kasha. Hochasam chadaita, hochalosam chadaita. And actually, there was a maisa, Aviuvta Pumbedita. There was a maisa in Pumbedita that they actually paskin like Rav. And they're in the best. And somebody went ahead and asked this kasha, what are you going to do with the halacha, that mashi irash and so on, that you're not kaina? And Rav Yosef said, oh, wow, that's a kasha. Boy, did we make a mistake over here? Zu ein tzricha lefnim. And Abaye said, absolutely, it does tzricha lefnim lefnai velefnim. I don't even see it being as a problem. You want to see whether that stands, so let people fight over it and see if there's a way out of the way that it's not a kasha. But don't go in there and tell me, wow, nothing to discuss. But getting back to the case, what in the world is it's the difference if it's today or if it's a year from now? I mean, it's a davar shelo b'aliyah, it's not for issues. So you tell me the guy is not samech das. I don't understand. What's he got? A guy is going to be samech das to what? He's going to kill his father. He's going to be samech das to today he's going to manage to catch fish. I mean, why would he manage to catch fish? He hasn't caught a thing in the past 3 months. I mean, what in the world is the difference? So ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna seifa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you have to understand that there's a special takana. If a man is trying to sell something that is going to be yorish for his father today, he's obviously in desperate straits. His father must be dying. Why is he trying? I mean, this is not a pleasant situation to sell one. What, I'm going to be yorish from a dying parent? Clearly, he needs the money for kvod avi, for the funeral. So over there, we made a special takana to allow people to... It's very interesting. The special takana was recently made for allowing someone who has a terminal illness to collect his life insurance while he's still alive, so that he shouldn't be yoreh from everything that he has and be maksha on all of his family, saying, look, I'm going to be inheriting this anyway. The doctors are giving me only 3 weeks to live. It's ridiculous for me now to have to sell my home, and my wife shouldn't have where to live in order to pay now for being in the hospice. That's crazy. Give me my money now. No, but it'll only be used for hospice. I know chinami, it's the same type of takana. So therefore, mishum kvod aviv, it's talking about his father's a goseis. So over there, they only allowed him to sell what was necessary for the funeral expenses. Again, stomp, sell everything. Same thing is true. If a guy's desperate enough as a fisherman to sell in advance what it is the fish he's going to get for today, he's starving. So masha ta'alim et sudati hayom, that's mishum kidei chayav. Again, it's a takana to allow a person to make it through the day. But if he tried to sell long term, how about we make a deal for whatever I catch over the month? I want the money up front. That's not b'chdei chayav. So there's no such takana. Omer avun amar rav, omer l'chaveru sada zeh shani lokeach. I mean, taking now the underlying issue, which is, of course, the davar shelo b'ol olam issue. I mean, it may well be a takana. But, I mean, how about if a guy tries to sell something that's not b'yada? So he says, what it is when I will buy the field, okay? So the sada shani lokeach, likish yekechena, when I manage to buy it, I'm selling it to you from now. Kana, that's a good kinyan. So in other words, Rav is going all the way with this. And Rav says, you know, you would have thought that, of course, what Rav meant was that he doesn't specify a field. He tells the guy, I'm going to get a field. So over there, the guy is saying that somehow or other, they'll find a field to buy. But I mean, if you specify the field, I'm going to get you this field. And you don't own the field. And the guy's not selling the field. I mean, I understand. Why would somebody be Semir Das to be Kena Asada where he has no reason to believe that you will be successful in even getting it? So even if he's giving it to him as a matana, this guy has a, okay, thanks, Joe. Thanks. It's really nice of you. That's great. I mean, if he ends up getting it, what is really going to belong to him? He was never Semir Das to be Kena. So there he says, Sada Zu? No, he has no Smichas Das at all. Because he thinks to himself, oh, yeah, right, he's going to get him to sell the field. Me name of the Mazbin Lainele. Why would I think that anybody would sell him this particular field? But I swear to God, Amarav, Afilu B'Sada Zu. Lamaisa Rav was talking about even if a guy says this field, you should know that Rav basically holds that it would be a matana and it's chal. Because think about it. Mirti. I mean, Rav Kaman Amar L'Shmaisa. But clearly Rav was saying that you can make a kakna on something that you don't own. He must be holding like Rabbi Meir, also the other Makhtadav Shalom Aliyolam. There's no way out of that, right? So he's going, according to whom? He's going, Alibet, a Rebbe Meir, Dama Makhtadav Shalom Aliyolam, the Tanya. What's the classic case, the Bachloket? Wow, it's an amazing case. You tell a woman as a Goy, when I become a Ger, this should be now your Kedushin. Or you tell a Goya, after you become a Giorit, this should be your Kedushin. Or Lachashash Tachri, is an Evid now. So, when I become a Jew, or Lachashash Tachri, or after your husband dies, you should be now my wife, you know, this is the Kenyan. Or after you get Yivam from your Yavama, now you're free and you're not a Yavama Lashuk, so you should be my wife. Or right now I'm married to your sister, but after she drops dead, you know, I want to marry you. So here is your Kiddush. Ainam a Kudeshus, of course, because I mean, what's it? I have to make a Kenyan that it's a Dover Shalom Aleyolam. Rabbi Meir says, Mekudeshus. Now, obviously, the case of an Isha is Kesod Azu. I mean, it's not up to you to get rid of the husband. I mean, to say a woman over here, saying this woman. So it means that you're basically gifting this field, and we still consider it to be a good Kenyan. So if Rav is basically buying into Rabbi Meir, so then that means he would have said it even with a particular Sada. Va'ishik is Sada Zudamya, and nonetheless, I'm Rabbi Meir Mekudeshet, and we have no reason to say that Rav is only buying into part of Rabbi Meir, that as far as the technicality of a Dabar Shalom Ba'olam, that is, for Smichas Das, he doesn't agree with him. No, that's not true. So it goes, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, the whole way, even though it's not biyodo to get something in. It means, if it happens, then indeed, the other makna, the
Shalom Ba'olam. Is that related to the whole Tikkadon?
Not openly. Okay, Omar Shmuel, now, getting back to the Maimer that we said Shmuel was all wrong about with the Yufta and so on, that was about finding Shtarei Hakna'ah. It was there that we discovered that Shmuel holds that we're never Chayesh L'Piraon. We showed that he was wrong, right? Okay, but let's get back to his statement. Omar Shmuel, HaMotzei Shtar Hakna'ah B'Shuk, you find credit line Shtarot in the Shuk. You can give it back to the guy in whose credit it was written, so for the lender. Because what's your problem? You're saying, well, but how do you know that it was ever actualized? That isn't that the point of a credit line? I mean, what's in my business was actualized or not? The guy opened up a credit line with a lien on the field. No, so it's not my business. He was willing to believe the guy to open a credit line. I'm just giving it back to him. I don't have to decide that whether the alva'ah took place. Hashibah nafshe. He went in and was mishabin himself. And so what are you afraid of? Well, that may be true, but maybe he already got the shtar back because he already paid up the loan that he'd used on the credit line. And now you're going to give it back for the guy to use against him again? No, I am not worried about that. Because imishum piraon, lo chashin ala piraon. And here is where, of course, this is Shvur Shita. We saw that was wrong. La locha. But we're not chayesh la piraon. Because im ita the pare, had this contract been paid, then it would have been stamped void. Or it would have had a tear in it. To indicate that it was not usable. Nobody is stupid enough to walk around with something in his pocket that somebody's going to be able to use to steal money from him. Why would he do that? Omri of Nachman. Reb Nachman says, you know, my dad was from the Safed Dayanit of Shmuel Abed. He worked in that court, and he used to write out, he was one of the attorneys in the court, used to write out the shtarot. And I remember I was about 6 or 7 years old, that an actual maisa happened. The Charna, Kebashita, Kebasheva, with the Chanidavi Machreze Va'amre. Remember that the Mamish made an announcement. It was based on Shmuel's Psak. Anybody who finds Shtariak Nayat, apparently they had a lot of cases before the court, so they put out a public announcement that if somebody finds a credit line Shtar in the market, give it back to the person that it was paid to the order to. And don't bother bringing it to court. So Niyadraya Lamarai, I'm Amish, remember this. Omer of Amram, well, basically, this is actually a Mishnah. It says, Kol Maaseh Beidin, anything that was issued with a court, which I assume means that it has on it a henpek and that the court is ma'asher the signatures, that's also ma'aseh b'din. Hareze yachzir, give it back. Or, why should I give it back? Maybe it was paid. Alma lo chashin in lepira. And so apparently, indeed, there's no chash lepira. And Shmuel is right. Alma le Rav Zera, that Mishnah has nothing to do with Shmuel. This is not talking about henpecked bills of bonds that may have been paid. It's talking about something that cannot be paid by definition. For instance, it's talking about shtarei chaltata. Over there, the case is where somebody was actually supposed to pay over there, and he didn't pay. So what they did was they got an estimate of the value of one of these guys' piece of property, gave it to him, and they wrote a shtar that it belongs to him. Because of the fact that he's taking it in place of the money that was owed. Or Nadrachta that we just spoke about, where he did not have particular property, but they write out a bill of seizure that allows him, wherever he is, if he ever comes across a piece of property that belongs to the guy that owed him that money, he can go into the local court and seize the property. Over there, what are you going to say? Maybe he paid? What is it? The law of an AP Rowan. It's giving him rights to a piece of property. It has nothing to do with paying. Marav, what do you mean? Of course you could pay. Couldn't he pay it back? Vani law of an AP Rowan. Maybe the guy presented the seizure notice to the borrower, and the borrower gulped and took out his wallet and paid up the loan because he didn't want the guy to seize the property. Or even in the case where it was a shtar that gave him already the right to the property, maybe he said, oh, darn, never mind. So he goes and he pays back the loan a month later to get his property back. Couldn't he do that? Because Ami Nardai Shuma Hadar. The Nardai says where you got an estimate on land that you were able to take in order to get somebody else wanted a loan, you could always pay back the money and get back the property that was taken. So what do you mean? There's no chashash. Either there is a chashash of piraon, there's no chashash. Don't tell me that there's no chashash of piraon just because we're talking about shtarei chalta'ata, not rachata. And the Nardoi say, you've got 12 months to repay that. That a shuma would be hadar up until treser yar cheshata. Whereas Amemar says, well, I come from Missouri and I tell you that they say that there's no time limit even. Ana mine narda ana. And severely the shuma hadar liola. But it's certainly shayach to piraon. I don't care how much time you want to give it, because that's irrelevant. But the point is that there's always a way out. So there's just as much chashash on piraon on these kind of shtarot as there is on shtarei haknaas. Don't give me that it's a riot of Shmuel from the Mishnah, okay? But what I do want to explain to you is that indeed there's a difference. Alama Rava. The reason that in that case, we're going to say that if a guy was poreya and didn't rip it up, and now he's claiming, oi, I lost it, it fell out of my pocket, but I already paid it. The reason that we in that case don't say that we have to worry about it is because we say, you know what? It's your own stupid fault. The Beis Din cannot take responsibility for stupidity. You have a way out. You're supposed to make sure that this doesn't happen. We cannot take into consideration all possibilities for idiots. Okay? So therefore, you took the chance and you lost. You're saying, it's worth it for me to take a chance instead of paying to have the thing stamped void. Okay. It was worth it. So pay. $1 million. It was worth it for you. Or, you're saying, maybe the guy didn't present the shtar, maybe. Okay, so have him write a shtar that he gave it back to you. Let him write out another bill of sale. And I'll explain to you why, in those cases, we make this argument, but we don't make the argument with a Baal Chov. Because the truth is, you have no right to get that property back. The moment that Beis Din rewards you with a tfisa on the money, it's yours. The guy didn't pay you. You collected his fee. He can't come along now and say, now I have the money. What do you mean, now you have the money? It's my field. I've been working it for the past 3 months. But don't come and tell me now I have the money. You have no more rights to the money. That's certainly true. Me'ikar adin, it's a hard world out there. And yes, you're right, it's your family property and you've lived there forever. Tough. Okay, but that's Medina, Arlo Boilemahad. You know why we allowed you this 12-month window, or according, if you want to say, Amemar, for forever, whatever the case is, it's only because Asita Yashar V'Atov B'nei Hashem. It's only because we like to go Lifnei Mishurat Adin, give people a way that they have a second chance. There's a family home, let him buy it back. Okay, we'll let you buy it back. But, essentially, it's a new sale. It's not like you're really paying up. If it's a question of paying up, new. We could say, all right, how do we give back a shtar? But over here, I mean, it's only Atova Yashar Uva Domer Rabbanan Tahadir. Hilkach Mireshu de Kazavin. For all intents and purposes, what we're looking at over here is somebody is claiming that he bought a field. That's all. Not he's claiming paid up a loan. He is claiming that he bought a field and he doesn't have a bill of sale. No, understand, we have to worry about that. Show us your bill of sale. The bill of sale could have been the ripped up shtar. The bill of sale could be a new shtar that I'm selling it to you, but don't tell me, oi, I paid up my loan. You didn't pay up your loan. Your loan was already paid up when the guy took the property. You're telling us that you bought the property from him. You're no different than anybody else. You want to show us you bought a piece of property? Show us. Okay? Masha'in came. I mean, this is in this case. So, Iboyle the mix of shtars vinig. So then you should have written up a new contract if you're coming to tell us that you bought it. Masha'in came gabi shtar chov. My ikel amemar. So what's your argument by shtar chov? Shmuel's argument. Well, I mean, look, if he paid it up, he should have torn up the shtar. First of all, how do we know that he even had the option of paying up the shtar? In other words, maybe the malva told him, oi, I don't have the shtar today because my wife has the key to the safe deposit box. So tomorrow I'll bring you the shtar. And then on his way to bring him the shtar, maybe it fell. So, I mean, do I know? Maybe it was a shtamit kum shtamit lay. Do I remember the mocher yavne loch? Or, there's another very good reason for him not to have had an option of ripping up the shtar. Who's supposed to pay for the shtar? The borrower. So the attorney fees is paid by the borrower. He never did. He went to the malva and he asked for a loan. The malva paid for the attorney fees to have the shtar written. I'm not giving you back the shtar until you pay me the attorney fees. So the guy doesn't want to pay yet or doesn't have the money yet. Okay, now maybe it fell indeed. So I mean, I can't make the argument that you're an idiot because you didn't take care of the shtar. Therefore, there is a chashash of piraon. Mashenke, the guy's claiming that he bought a field. No, show us. Don't talk of love. And therefore, there's no raya whatsoever from this mishnah to Shmuel's Yisod. Hikir b'ashen yishol v'lakacha. Omar Rav ma'ot yeshlo shevach enlo. V'shmuel amar afilo ma'ot enlo. B'mayka miflage. Rav savar adam yodea shekarka enlo v'gomar v'natan l'shum pikadon. V'neim alay l'shum pikadon savalo mekabo. Shmuel savar adam yodea shekarka enlo v'gomar v'natan l'shum batana. V'leim alay l'shum batana k'sif alay nilta. V'pliga b'chod azim na'adim itma. Ha'mekadesh etakoto Rav amar ma'ot chuzrim v'shmuel amar ma'ot matana. Rav amir ma'ot chazvim adam yodea shen kidushitov sibachotov v'gamar v'natan l'shum pikadon. So neim ala l'shum pikadon sev ala mekabo minen. V'shmuel amir ma'ot matana adam yodea shen kidushitov sibachotov v'gamar v'natan l'shum matana. V'neim ala l'shum matana ksif ala milta. Tzricha. Because eat by Baba, come Rav, lo avdin shidiyavim matanot anukhra. Therefore it's more reasonable it's a pikadon. Ava gabi achoto ima modele l'shmuel. And if, on the contrary, Mabahach, I would say, Ba'akom HaShmuel, of course, you want to give a gift to your sister. Now, let me ask you. Ben L'Rav, Domer Pikadon, Ben L'Shmuel, Domer Matana. I mean, Al-Hai Arab, Amai Kanachit, Peiro Techa Ocho, I don't understand. No, it's Sofer Hana Echad L'Arab, Ve'Evad Ve'Echad B'Gavei, Ki Echad, that he would have been Avid Iyo. If it turns out that L'Ati Mori D'Arab is then my zuzoi, Navi, according to Rav, who claims pikadon, l'shmuel demar matana matana. V'amar Omar Rava, let's summarize here Hilchata. Hilchata yesh lo ma'ot v'yesh lo shevach v'yavo b'shlo pirish lo ta shevach. Furthermore, yikir b'ashen ashelor b'lakacha ma'ot yesh lo shevach eno. Furthermore, achrayut ta'ut soferu bein b'shtari alva'a bein b'shtari mekachum memkar. Boi minei shmuel mirav. How about if Chazaru lekachami ba'alim arishonim mam? Omale, well, mam achar l'rishon l'sheni. Kol zichut shetov aliyado, this is a zichut shetov aliyado. My timer. Mazur chomer, because nechale lo nekari gazlana. Ravashi omer nechale leke be'emunute. My b'inayu, ike b'inayu de mitlo keach. Zemandi omer nechale lo nekari gazlana. Amitle. Mandi omer nechale leke be'emunute. Ba'ari bani nami nechale de leke be'emunute. That doesn't make sense because sof karav like bnei lokeach gazlan. It's the same scene. Elohim now the meet gazlan. So many of the shalom the kari gazlan. He figures he won't be around to see it anyway. You're right. What's the difference if it's a gift? There won't be a scene. Now, Pshita, if he went ahead and Zavna or Urta or Yabba B'matana before buying it back from the other guy, clearly Lavlo Kumim Biad Lokeach Kaboy. Not for Lebi Yerusha. Yerusha just Mamela. No indication that he wanted to do anything for the other guy. Lav Yu Katarach Abatra. How about if Gavi Yu Bechovo? So over there, Chazina. Yi Le'arach Riti Vamra. Dafka want this field. Hai Be'inas. Then he wants Lokumikam Lokeach Kaboy. So that would be a question. Yavani alei b'matana. So there, pligibar of acharavina. Chadamar matana ki rusha, because it's b'meila. V'chadamar matana kamecha, because he loved the Torah v'artzikami, lo avi yav l'matana. And therefore, we assume that lochi Torah v'artzikami kecha leka b'imnute, or the low yikru ganav. And ad imat dechad adi g'imnute, om ravuna achat amat b'din. Rav Papa Amar Adamatchlan Yumi Achrazata. Matkiva Rabbi Bar Koma Mirte. I look at B'mai Koni Layara anyway. By Shtora, Ashtora Chasbe Yalmu. Omale Rabbi Sotehe B'mami no. Be'ahuana Adelo Komale Mide, because Somechale, the Torah Humaitele Goma Umakvile. Motiv Rav Shesh is, Mashi Irashmi Abba Machurlacha, Mashi Talabitsurati Machurlacha, Lo Amaklu. Mashi Rashi ben Abba Ayom Machur Lecha. Mashi Tala Betzulati Ayom Machur Lecha. Devarav Kayamim. Omar Rami Bar Chama. Wow. Oh, Gavra, Ati Yufta. Omar Rava, well, maybe Gavra Kachazina, Ati Yufta Lo Kachazina. There's no comparison. Ocha Somcha Date. Vocha Lo Somcha Date. Ocha Somcha Date that he's going to be Ozil Tarak Vesomach, Umaitile, because he knows that he doesn't want to be Nikri Gazlana. Ocha Lo Somcha Date. Shokhula Kamen Rava Vazavda. Amarlo, wow, that's a powerful question. Zuin et tzricha lefnim. Amaruv, Rav, on the contrary, zu tzricha lefnim et lefnay lefnim. I mean, hocha samcha de daite, hocha lo samcha daite. Havi uvde de pupadita, where they paskin, indeed, like Rav Yotzvet. And Rav Yossi said, oh my gosh, that's a powerful question. And tzricha lefnim, amarlo, abaye, no. Tzricha lefnim et lefnay lefnim. Hocha samcha daite, hocha lo samcha daite. What's the difference if it's today or if it's the months or the years? I mean, Mashna Resha, Mashna Sefer. Om Reb Yochanan, the Sefer is a special takana. Mashi Rashmi Abba Hayom, they allowed him to sell Mishum Kvod Aviv. Mashatala Betzudati Hayom, they allowed him to sell Mishum Kedei Chayav. But in Achinami, Miyikar, then there's no difference between them. Om Reb Unamara. It's a good Kenyan. Omar Rabbi, you would have thought that Mistar Ramilta Rabbi saw the Stam, Ava Besoda Zu, Lo. Because, I mean, the guy figures me, Amar Damas, but I'm telling you, Elohim, Omar Rabbi, I feel Besoda Zu. Because look, Mikli Rav Kaman Amar Lashmait say, obviously, Karibi Mir. The Omar Adam Makta Damashalob Aloyola. The time you're only shit kachile lachashit kayer lachashit kairi lachashitachrer lachashitachri lachashiyamut balech lachashiyachalot zvachivimech lachashitamutachotech. The chachomim say inu mekadesh and davar shalom aleyalam. Rabbi Aaron mekadesh. Now look, clearly the isha and her husband is like sada zoom. What's he going to do? Shoot the husband? And nonetheless, don't remember mekadeshet. Amar Shmuel, amotzi shtachov b'shuk yachzir alabalim. Because what are you worried about? Imishum dekatav levod velo lava. It's a credit line. Ashi ben nafshe. Imishum piraon. Whenever chayish le piraon. The imita the pari mikra ave korale. Omer of Nachman. Yep. Abba mitzafi deyanu de marshmulave. I remember I was about 6 or 7 years old. Da vi machres of Amra nishtar nakidat mishtak vashukin adin lamarayu. Omer of Amra. Well, you know, it's really a mission. I mean, afanan amitanina. Koma say Beit Din on raising Yachzir. So why? Why are we Chayish the Pira on? Amalo Chayish the Pira on? Amalo Rabbi Zera. Nah, the Mishnah is talking about Maise Bezdin that there is no Chayish the Pira on. Shtarei Chalta Ata, Adrachta, the Labanei Pira on Ninu. Says Rabbi, why is there no chashash of piron? Ani lab bnei piron, you know. Amri narda shum ez hadar atres hayar chashata. And amra amemar anami narda anar and I tell Yisrael shum adar liyolam. So that's not the reason for the difference. The reason is this, says Rava. Hatamainu taima damri yuhuda afsira nafshe. To ibeidan de pari bari la mikro shtari or get him to write out another shtar. Because, you know what? Medina, Arlo Boilamadar, he's got no right to get that back. It's all Mishum Vasita Yashavato Bini Hashem. Domarabana Tahader. See, Yokach, it's like a new sale. Miration the Kazavi. Say, Boilamichlev Starzvine. Mashenka by a Starchov, what are you going to say? That, well, he's stupid. He should have torn the star. Who said he even had such an opportunity? Or maybe he's holding it because Apshita the Safra Zayad Lay. So Mamela, there's no such argument, the Mishnah's like the Dushmo.